Open your Bible to Nehemiah chapter 12, please. Nehemiah chapter 12. It's a night of dedication. Whenever we build a building, we dedicate it to the Lord. We've done that with regularity all the way along the line through these 20 years. We do it for a reason. It's not just something to do. We do it because there's a biblical precedent for it. When things were built in the Bible, they were dedicated to the Lord. When Solomon completed the temple, he dedicated it to the Lord. When Nehemiah completed the walls of Jerusalem, he dedicated them to the Lord. I want you to look at this dedication service in Nehemiah chapter 12. So we know what we're doing here tonight, what this is all about, why we're doing what we're doing. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27. It says, Nehemiah. You got Nehemiah? You didn't know there was a Nehemiah in your Bible, didn't you? Okay. 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, and Nehemiah. Chapter 12, verse 27. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness. See that dedication? Twice there. Both with thanksgivings and singing, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. The word dedication appears twice in that verse. To dedicate means to set apart for a special use. To set apart for a definite, specific use. These people were offering these walls to God for His use. That's what they were doing. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they were setting them apart to God. Not just for their own protection. Walls were for protection for people who lived inside of the cities in those days. But for the accomplishment of God's plan and God's purpose for their lives. See, this was God's city, Jerusalem. And these were God's people. And they wanted to live in this city according to God's will. The rest of the story reveals that it was a dedication more of themselves, really, than a dedication of the walls. Walls and buildings can't do anything by themselves. They just sit there. I mean, they have to be used, and we are the ones who use them. And we want to use them as God desires and in a manner that glorifies Him. And that's what dedication service is all about. It's really more dedication of us than of walls. Because we're the ones who are going to use those walls and those buildings and those rooms. And we want to use them for the glory of the Lord. But what does that involve? What does dedicating ourselves and a building really involve? Well, I want you to observe the events of their dedication service. And that's going to help us understand what it involves. There are at least three things here. The first was celebration. In fact, that very word was used in verse 27. Did you notice it? They came to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness. Celebration. That's the first thing involved in dedication. Celebration. And what a joyful celebration it was. They celebrated with singing, you see it? With cymbals, with stringed instruments, with harps. I mean, it was a happy occasion. Down in verse 31, you'll see that Nehemiah appointed two large thanksgiving choirs that marched around the city on top of the wall, singing their praise to God. One went one way and the other went the other way, and they met together at the temple site and then joined their voices in joyful celebration and praise to God. Trumpets are mentioned down in verse 41. And they had cymbals, singing, stringed instruments, harps, trumpets. I mean, this is a full orchestra. And in verse 42, down the end of the verse, it says in my translation, the singers sang loudly with Jezrahiah as their director. They sang loudly. They were so happy that God enabled them to complete the work that they marched and they sang and they played joyfully and enthusiastically and excitedly and loudly. In verse 43, it says that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. You get the feeling that was a happy occasion? I mean, the words joy and rejoicing occur five times in that verse. It was a celebration, a joyful celebration. Our dedication tonight is likewise an occasion for great joy. This is a joyful celebration tonight. This building has been a large and ambitious project. Actually, it's larger than most entire church complexes in this country. It's about the same size as the entire church building where the church met that I pastored in Huntsville, Alabama before I came here. That blows my mind. That one building is larger than my entire church complex in Huntsville, Alabama. The progress in that building has gone well. It's been exciting to see it progress through these months. There have been no major problems. A few little delays, but nothing major. No accidents to speak of. And now we're almost ready to use it for the glory of the Lord. It'll be a couple more weeks before we actually occupy it. But we're almost there. This is a joyful occasion. And we can praise our faithful God, and we can praise Him joyfully tonight for bringing us to this occasion. A joyful celebration. But there's something else I want you to see that's involved in this dedication of the wall in Nehemiah chapter 12. Not only was it a celebration, but it was a purification. Look at verse 30. It says, "And the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates, and the wall." Now that's a little different, but in the Old Testament times, even inanimate objects could be ceremonially defiled and need to be ceremonially cleansed by some ceremonial ritual, such as the sprinkling of water or the sprinkling of blood. That's why the gates and the walls had to be purified along with the people. Now that's changed. That's not true in this age. Paul said that nothing is unclean of itself in Romans 14. We don't have ceremonially defiled gates and walls. Buildings and walls are not unclean. It is our attitude toward them and our use of them that makes them clean or unclean. So it's basically us who need to be cleansed. People, not wood and plaster, not walls and glass, but us people who need to be cleansed. Down in verse 43, you notice they offered great sacrifices. That no doubt included burnt offerings. That was one of the major Old Testament sacrifices. And burnt offerings symbolized the total consecration of the offer to God. It was an act of purification. So that too in verse 43 was a part of the purification process. The people purified themselves in order to occupy the city and use the walls for the glory of God. And this too is so very important. We people are going to use this building. We people, teachers, are going to teach God's word in the walls of that building over there. Leaders are going to pray and plan and make major decisions that will affect the future of our entire church in those walls, in that building over there. Other people are going to produce materials there that will be used in worship and service to our God. Many people will sit together in fellowship in the things of Jesus Christ in that building. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it, because it's a lovely place just to sit and talk about the things of the Lord and fellowship with one another. And hundreds, yes, over the years, thousands, multiplied thousands of people will use that building, will share the things of Jesus Christ in that building. But if we want what we do in that building to have any eternal value, then we will need to do it with pure lives. Pure lives. We must be right with God. God uses holy vessels, and our power will be neutralized when our lives are marred by sin, whatever sin it may be. Lustful thoughts, impure acts, outbursts of temper, hostile feelings toward other believers that aren't resolved, refusal to forgive other Christians for some wrong they've committed against us, cutting remarks, enslaving habits, other things that may mar the eternal value of what we do inside the walls of that building. If we want to make this dedication a meaningful event, And if we want to use this building to its greatest effectiveness in days to come, then we will need to confess and forsake our sin and consecrate ourselves afresh to do the will of God and live in obedience to His Word. In other words, we will need to purify ourselves. It's part of dedication, as we learn from the dedication of the walls of Jerusalem. Celebration. Dedication. There's one more thing I want you to see in this dedication service in Nehemiah 12, and that would be summed up in the word presentation. Presentation. You'll see it in verse 44. And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings. You knew we were going to get to offerings, didn't you? It's right there. I didn't write this now. And remember that. I didn't write this. The first fruits and the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portions specified by the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced over the priests and Levites who ministered. You see, the completion of the walls reminded them of the need for ongoing ministry. So they began to get serious about giving as God had instructed them to give in His Word. And they didn't just give a tithe. Did you notice that? That's very important. The word tithe is mentioned in verse 44, but also the words offerings and the words first fruits are there as well. Their giving included other things beside a tenth. Old Testament Jews gave far more than a tenth. We think that, you know, we give a tenth, we've done a great deal. They gave probably more like 23% of their income. When you added the tithes and the offerings and the first fruits and the other required giving that God had laid down in His Word, you'll see an emphasis on giving again down in verse 47. Look at it. In the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel gave the portions for the singers and the gatekeepers, a portion for each day. They also consecrated holy things for the Levites, and the Levites consecrated them for the children of Aaron. When they consecrated themselves to God, they presented their resources to Him as well. They gave liberally for the ongoing of the ministry, God's work. God's been good to us at Emmanuel Faith. We thank God for the faithful stewards that are part of this ministry, and that includes most all of you. And we thank God for you and your faithfulness. I thank God for our leadership. I think our leadership has been sensible and wise in proposing projects and using funds. And you've expressed your confidence in them by providing what is needed for the ongoing of this ministry. And that has happened faithfully and regularly. By God's grace and your faithfulness, we have never been in need. But as I've said before, and I will say again, I think it would be extremely honoring to the Lord if we paid for this building very quickly without any long-term indebtedness. I think that would certainly highlight the joy of this celebration tonight. If that commitment could be made, and that's going to take some sacrifice. And sacrifice is a word that doesn't fall easily on our ears. Sometimes, in fact, it gives us the cold shakes, just the very thought of it. Or else we just kind of let it go by because we don't even want to hear it. It seems as though Christians in our day, in many cases, so many of us, are ensnared by the things of the world. It's so easy to be ensnared by the comforts of the world and the pleasures of the world and the values of the world and the praise of the world and the things of the world. So we often have little time left, little energy left, little money left for the Lord, and consequently are not used of Him to the degree we could be used of Him. Maybe God would have us consider doing what they did at their dedication, saying, Lord, I want to stretch and use my resources to make this available for your ministry. There's so much more that can be accomplished by way of spiritual ministry in people's lives. And all of it takes money. All of it. As we dedicate this building and we dedicate ourselves, let's commit ourselves to even greater faithfulness and generosity in presenting our resources to the Lord for His work. It's part of dedication. So let's dedicate tonight. And when we dedicate, let's make it a time of celebration and a time of purification and a time of presentation. And if we do, God is going to use that building in astounding ways to accomplish tremendous things for His glory that have eternal value. Let's pray. Father, we come tonight to dedicate. And as we go from this place over there to view again what You have given to us and done for us, I pray that our minds will be on these thoughts from Your Word. Lord, it's a time of great celebration. May it be a time of purification and a time of unselfish presentation, that the Lord Jesus will be praised, that lives will be affected, and that Your name, O God, will be glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.